I have bad news. The way that you're setting goals right now might be the reason why you're not achieving them. So in this short episode, I'm going to give you the number one hack to set better goals so that you can actually achieve them and stop feeling so frustrated with yourself that you are setting all of these goals, but maybe you stick to it for a couple of days, maybe even a couple of weeks, and then you fall off the wagon. So let's get into it. Welcome to the Live Unrestricted podcast, a show where you'll learn how to heal your relationship with food and your body so that you can focus your time and energy on more important things like your personal growth. I'm your host, Sabrina Magna, food freedom coach, and my mission is to help make your life happier and healthier without stress, overwhelm, or guilt about food. If you love the show, please do go out and share it. And if you're looking for support with your relationship with food, details about my programs are in the show notes. Thanks for spending time with me today. Now let's jump in. Okay, so today we are talking about one of my favorite topics, which is the psychology of behavior change. I've been doing this work, helping women heal their relationship with food, with their bodies, and develop healthier, sustainable habits for years now. And so safe to say, I do have quite a bit of experience, and I've seen all the different ways that people will approach goals and try to create change in their lives and especially in their habits. So a little context behind why I wanted to do this episode. Inside Food Freedom Academy, every Sunday, I send out a weekly check-in form to all of my members, and this form serves different purposes. So one of them is for accountability, because I want to make sure that my members never fall through the cracks. So if you're someone who has done programs before or plans, and you feel like you lose motivation and you kind of stop showing up or you disappear, this is really meant to make sure that that doesn't happen. There's a reason why the Academy has such a high completion rate and a high success rate. And it's because I have different mechanisms in place to make sure that there's everything that you need to not only stay motivated, but to follow through. So there's the accountability piece that's important in this weekly check-in. And I have very intentional questions that are in there to help you get really good at goal setting for yourself, because my intention inside the program is not for you to rely on me for the rest of your life. I want to teach you how to be your own coach, how to coach yourself through different scenarios, how to set your own goals and set your own intentions and focuses in your life, because my goal is to work myself out of a job. I don't want you to rely on me your entire life. I want you to be self-sufficient. What's that saying? Teach a man how to fish, you feed them for the rest of their life, and give them a fish and you feed them for a day. I so butchered that, but you get what I'm saying. So I want to teach you how to fish. So one of the things that I ask on this weekly check-in form is, in the upcoming week, what is one intention or focus that you'd like to set for yourself? The reason why this is really important to do, I am constantly setting intentions for myself. I'm setting intentions for the week, or at the end of the year, I'll set intentions for the next year. Sometimes I'll set a specific word for the year. So for example, my word for this year, 2024, is expansion. And then I'll have like little small mini intentions. And the reason why setting intentions is so important is because your brain needs direction. If you don't give it direction, if you don't give it instructions, it's the same thing as a GPS. If you get in your car and you don't plug anything into your GPS, you're not going to get anywhere. And you're most definitely not going to get somewhere new that you've never been before. You need to give an address to your GPS to take you to this new location. So right now, as you're listening, a really good question that you can ask yourself is, how skilled am I at setting intentions? And there's a difference between setting an intention, which is more of a direction, and setting a goal. Because a lot of the times the goal is going to be outcome oriented. Whereas an intention could be an intention to listen to your body more, to pay more attention to your hunger and fullness cues. An intention, sometimes I have noticed that my self-talk has been a little bit harsher, a little bit more negative than I would like it to be. And that tends to happen when work gets really busy and I have a lot going on. And my default is to have kind of this like negative drive. And I really don't like that. I don't like feeling that way. And so when I notice that I'm doing that, the beauty of mindfulness, which is another thing that we teach inside the program, the beauty of mindfulness is that you're able to notice your self-talk a lot more. And when I notice that my self-talk is negative, I will set an intention, meaning I will give a direction to my brain to be more loving, to be more kind. And in action steps that align with that intention, sometimes that will look like I'm going to take myself out on solo dates. So I like to take myself out on solo dates where I don't make plans with anyone. I have the day to myself that is free. And I don't even necessarily make a plan for myself. I just leave the house and see where the day takes me. So for example, last week, I really was feeling disconnected from myself. And my intention was to be more loving and be more kind to myself. So I decided to take Tuesday afternoon off of work, didn't make any calls, didn't schedule anything on my calendar. And I just left the house and I let my intuition drive me. And I ended up going to the Old Port. So I live in Montreal and I went to the Old Port and we have some really amazing art galleries in Montreal. The art scene is really interesting and cool. And so I decided to go art watching. I just went into a bunch of galleries and I looked at some really cool pieces of art. And what's really cool too is that Luke, my boyfriend, his dad is an amazing artist. And he actually has some of his art in one of the galleries in the Old Port. So that was really cool to see as well. So I took the day, I went art watching, and then I stopped at a coffee shop. I did some journaling. I stopped at a second coffee shop. I got some food. And just taking that time to reconnect to myself helped me feel so much more grounded. And the only reason why I followed through on that is because I had set that intention to be kinder and more loving to myself. And I know that if I hadn't stopped and taken the time to see, am I liking the way that I'm talking to myself lately? Am I taking some time for myself? Am I doing things that recharge my battery? Or am I kind of just living on autopilot? So the reason why I talk about this is I want to help you set intentions for yourself. Because as I asked the members of the academy to set their intentions for themselves, I saw a theme, I saw a pattern, and you might be doing the same thing. So I want to make sure that you don't do this because there's a certain way to set an intention or a goal for yourself. So during this episode, I'm going to use intention and goal interchangeably, but I want you to think more of an intention as like a direction, and a goal is usually going to be outcome oriented. Like I want to achieve this, like result oriented. But what I'm going to talk about today can work for whether you're setting an intention or you're setting a goal. So one of the patterns that I saw coming up, which could interfere with your follow through on your goal and your intention, is setting the goal to not do something. So if you're someone who will often set goals of like, I'm going to stop snacking, I'm going to stop emotional eating, I'm going to stop doing blank, then you might notice that it's really hard for you to A, stay motivated to do that, and B, follow through on it. And when you set an intention to stop doing something, tune into how that feels in your body. You might notice that it feels heavy. It feels restrictive. And especially if you have a history of dieting and restrictive eating, and then you tell yourself you're going to stop doing something, that's likely going to trigger this rebellion inside of your brain, inside of your mind, because your mind is going to be like, you tell me to stop doing something, I'm just going to do it even more. Because when you're telling yourself to stop doing something, a lot of the times it comes from external pressure. And yes, you might internally want to stop doing that thing, right? And it could even look like stop smoking. You might internally want to stop doing that thing, but a lot of it is coming from this external pressure to stop. So instead, when I'm teaching my clients how to set goals and intentions, we always focus on addition instead of subtraction. So let's say you set a goal to stop mindlessly snacking at night. Then I'm going to encourage you instead to look at, what do I need to do in order to stop this behavior? Because there's a reason why we do what we do. No matter what the behavior is, there's always a reason. So for example, if you notice that every night you're like ravenous, you're so starving come 8 p.m. and then you set a goal to stop eating and binge eating at night, then chances are you're going to have a really hard time following through on that because you're not addressing the reason why you're so starving at 8 p.m. So when I'm working with clients, I'll ask a bunch of questions to understand, all right, let's kind of work backwards and let's understand why it happens that every night at 8 p.m. you seem to be starving. And maybe that means you're not eating breakfast, or you're not eating big enough of a breakfast, or you're not eating enough during the day, or you're not eating enough of the foods that your body needs, like carbs or protein, or you're going too long without eating. So these are all questions that I ask because depending on the data that we're able to collect, then we will have much more clarity as to why you keep feeling so hungry at 8 p.m. at night. So once you can ask yourself some questions instead of saying, I'm just going to stop doing this, that's really confusing for your mind because it won't know why you're doing it in the first place. So I would, first of all, dig into what is the root cause of this? Like, why does this keep happening? And then instead of thinking what we need to remove or what we need to stop doing, I would ask, what can we add? So maybe if the goal was originally, I want to stop binge eating at night, it would be, I'm going to start eating a bigger breakfast and see if that helps. Or I'm going to add a snack in the afternoon and see if that helps. If we take the goal, for example, of I'm going to stop emotionally eating, then instead of thinking of removing a behavior, I'm going to focus on what can I add? Because it is so much easier to add something, to add a mindset, to add a behavior, than it is to take it away. Because when you're taking it away, you're not focusing on the root cause of it. So you're kind of slapping a Band-Aid on it. And when you're focusing on just taking it away, you're using willpower. And willpower is a finite resource. It's a temporary resource that will run out. In the same way that when you unplug your phone in the morning, it's at 100%. And then at the end of the day, if you've been using it, it's going to either be dead or it's going to be much lower battery, and then you plug it back in. And so if you're relying on willpower to create any kind of change or to make choices with food, then you will usually notice that the willpower eventually runs out, and then you will quote unquote break or cave or fall off the wagon or whatever language you might use. So using willpower is not really an effective method to create lasting, sustainable change. You can even reflect on your past. And every time that you've tried to rely on willpower, I'm going to use willpower to say no to the donuts in the office. I'm going to use willpower to not eat the quote unquote junk food. I'm going to use the willpower to work out. You're using your will, you're forcing yourself through it. But how long does that usually last before you fall back into your old patterns? So to recap, if you feel like you are constantly setting goals to stop eating a certain thing or to stop doing a bad behavior and it's not working for you, and then you get frustrated at yourself because you want so badly to change, but you keep getting in your own way, and then you feel like you can't stick to anything, and then you feel like a failure, and there's so much negative self-talk that goes on in your mind, listen up and do this exercise. I'm actually going to give you an exercise right now. So take out a notes app or pen and a piece of paper. And I want you to write down some of the goals that you've set in the past or that you are still setting, and look at if there's anything that focuses on the removal, like to stop doing something, to do it less, to subtract, and then shift the focus towards addition, towards what can I add? What can I focus on? What can I include? And also notice if the way that you're setting goals is focused on the surface level or if it's getting deeper into the why it's happening, into the root cause. For example, emotional eating, binge eating. Do I address why this keeps happening? Do I get curious? Do I start to find patterns and do some self-discovery? Or do I just try to add more rules and add more restrictions and be more disciplined in order to stop doing this behavior? And if you are feeling a lot of frustration towards yourself, especially when it comes to food and exercise and your daily habits, then there's a really good chance that you're still just working at the surface level. And as long as you do that, I want you to imagine a front lawn where weed keeps on growing and you keep like cutting it and mowing the lawnmower right on top of it. And you're so frustrated that it keeps growing back. Well, that's because the roots are still there. The deeper the roots of a tree, the higher it grows. The deeper the roots of a behavior, the more it will keep coming back and it will be harder to pull out. So getting some clarity on, am I just trying to tackle these issues and these challenges in my life from a willpower and discipline standpoint? Or am I taking the time to slow down and maybe doing some deeper work and some harder mental work to identify why these patterns keep happening so that I can put a stop to it once and for all? So I said at the beginning of this episode that it was going to be a short episode because sometimes I just want to give you so much and I keep talking, but I do also want to be respectful of your time. So I nailed it. I am at 20 minutes. That is really good for me. I hope that you got some great value out of today. And if you did, please share it with me on Instagram, Sabrina Magnan Health. You can take a screenshot of you listening to this episode on your device and tag me in your stories. I want to see it. I will share it. Have an amazing rest of your day. I'm so grateful for you for listening, and I'll see you on the next episode. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. If you found it valuable, I would love if you would share it with someone you know that could benefit. If you're loving the show, don't forget to subscribe over on Apple Podcasts so you don't miss a single episode. I really love hearing feedback from you, so please leave a rating and review over on Apple to help us get in the ears of more people who need it the most. Finally, come hang out with me on Instagram at Sabrina Magnan Health for more educational content and get up close and personal with me. Thank you so much for being here, and I'll see you on the next episode.